Harry, Harry Leavitt, Leavitt, date of birth 9/16/55, date of visit 3/16/2026. Mr. Leavitt, Leavitt, is in his second benefit period, extending from 1/11/2026 to 4/10/2026. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. This will be shared with the hospice medical director as well, period. He is a 70-year-old gentleman who's currently in hospice with history of COPD. He suffers from shortness of breath, tobacco abuse, hypertension, diabetes, muscle weakness, stress incontinence, difficulty with movement, moving. He's now in an electric wheelchair, age-related decline, cognitive decline, and diabetic neuropathy, period. He's originally from upstate New York. He's married 20 years. He worked for Remington, R-E-M-I-N-G-T-O-N, Arms, and then moved to Florida and has been in Texas for a year now, period. In the paragraph, in the past month or so, he's had decreased mentation, confusion per wife. He's had issues with shortness of breath. He's short of breath at rest. He has trouble performing ADLs, requires help with his wife to perform his daily ADLs, period. His weight loss has resulted in a MAC of 30.5 centimeter. He has a PPS score of 40% on hospice, period. He his O2 sat was 96% on room air, 73% 73 pulse. He does have a pedal edema 2 plus bilaterally, consistent with pulmonary hypertension, and as well as core pulmonale, period. He's become much weaker. He's not able to walk more than one or two steps, i.e. the reason he's using his electric scooter in the house, period. He's now sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. He has orthopnea, he has PND, he requires a two, three pillows to be propped up during the day. His breathing continues to decline. He also is in pain because of hip pain, back pain, lower spine pain, and knee pains bilaterally. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains appropriate for hospice care at home. Thank you.